Tell me about Hero on a Bicycle. Now, this is Shirley Hughes.
Yes, so she's a familiar name because she's known for her marvellous illustrations and her stories about Alfie. So it's books for the under fives, picture books. But this is her first novel, and it's aimed at, excuse me, children around the age of 10, so sort of between 8 and 12, that sort of range. And it's set in Florence in Italy. Sorry, I'm a bit croaky. In 1944, so during the war, and it's about a boy called Paolo. And each night, he sneaks away from home to ride his bike into the city. Now, the city is occupied by the Germans, and he's looking for adventure. He wants to help the Italian resistance. And he seems, initially, to be oblivious to the dangers that are all around him. Meanwhile, his mother and sister lie awake all night waiting for him to come home safely. His father isn't around because he's been forced into hiding. His political views put him in danger. So it's just the three of them. And as the war moves on, none of them or anybody else in the village is safe. But they do all they can for each other and for the cause. And eventually Paolo's mother agrees to hide two escaped Allied prisoners. And again, I'm not going to tell you any more details, except that the tension steadily mounts from this point, and Paolo and his bike obviously have a crucial role to play. So the story actually, again, is based on elements of true life, Shirley Hughes' experiences when she was 19 and knowing the people in Italy just
so
after
it was her life, was it?
It was people that she met, I think, okay. After the war. And it's very traditionally presented, both in the design of the jacket, which is beautiful, and the style of the writing. And it's a story that stays with you long after you've put it down. So I think it will appeal to a broad age group, not just the 8 to 12, but I certainly enjoyed it. So parents and grandparents might like to pick it up. And I think it will also have appeal for anyone interested in finding out more about different nations and communities and how they were affected by the war, because there's also a linked website which provides historical details about the Second World War in Italy, and that has photographs and video and music, and also an interview with the author and some of her illustrations, because she hasn't illustrated this lavishly because it's a different type of book from her previous books, but it's got little black and white drawings for the chapter heads, and if you go on the website, then there are more illustrations from her there as well.
Sounds like it's been a book insider for many a year, that.